Some Arizona 4-H kids are learning how to do blacksmith work today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. 4-H kids are given opportunities to learn about all sorts of career options, and at least in one Arizona county, that includes being a blacksmith. Coconino County Assistant 4-H Agent Josh Farella.
The basic concept is that youth are going to make a toolkit using only heat, hammer, and anvil, and from that toolkit, they will be able to produce nearly any hand tool.
Farella says the program embodies the basics of what 4-H is about.
We really want youth to take that creative element and just run with it, get curious, and get excited about what they can produce, and really pursue that curiosity as far as it can go.
Farella says there's more to blacksmith skills than meets the eye.
We're really going to allow the curiosity of the youth to drive it, but kind of intrinsic to this content is a lot of that science, a lot of that engineering, and a lot of that artistic component as well.
Farella says there's tradition involved, but also practicality.
Artisan and trade economies are a major part of, I think, all of our communities. So giving youth insight into that is really important as well, and building those marketable skill sets.
Farella says today's blacksmith students will be able to pass those skills along to future generations. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.